You know damn 50 Cent owe me about some money too, you know, right?
50 Cent owe you money?
Hell yeah, nigga.
God damn, boy.
$14 motherfucking dollars. We was little. Nigga wanted goddamn Sergeant Slaughter vehicle shit.
Word.
Gave that nigga the money. Oh, shit, we lost. Oh, I think I got this show.
Don't worry about it.
They owe me money.
Nigga owe you money, man.
Who shot you? Me, nigga.
Wow. That's what we're doing today?
Exactly. Man, it's just dead. Just thank you, man. Oh, look at my son in the background. Go Yari, go Yari, go Yari, go Yari, go Yari, go, 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 get it.
Like what?
Like who? Like where? Like who? I mean, who?
Just like this.
Like these?
Just like this.
Okay, and they can't stand the sis.
Man, my shit's so sick.
It's so sick, man.
Yo, shit basic.
Basic.
Performing like sick.
Okay.
With this bar, I spit.
Okay.
Gonna die, man, yo.
Okay.
We in the building.
We all awake. Nigga, we is the building. We big in here. All about him.
Yo, shout out to the members.
How much we got this time?
Man, we only got 5 new members this week. What's going on?
Nigga, I've been busy at work.
I'm membershipping down, nigga.
We ain't losing none.
We ain't losing shit.
Here we go. I run niggas off, and I start talking
you
about
Jesus.
Slavery and shit. Oh, we finna lose some motherfucking members after this show, though.
Why is that?
We finna get racist.
Oh.
Ha-ha! 843-557-3996! Fred who?
Watch your
better watch it, bitch.
Stop the
flex. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Like what?
Switch up the flow.
Switch it up. Okay.
Never been
right
in your top 10.
Oh.
Hey.
What the hook say?
Watch
the crook
say.
Okay, all right.
What is the rap word?
Man, that nigga sound good. Okay, Yari, get it.
Hey, you better shut that shit up, Tommy. You got to go get it and go with it. Hit it. Just in.
Where your mama with the fat ass at? Yeah, hey, fuck you, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Fuck you, man.
Hey, guess what? For real, man. For real. Guess what?
Fuck you. Oh, shit, it's my time.
Hey, man. Power up.
Whose man's is dead?
Now I'm not doing it.
Come on.
You're not pulling me
into
your way,
man. Cut
the
goddamn rope, bitch. Damn it. You're going to get pulled on this rope for this goddamn
rope. Ew. I will not get pulled on your rope for the show's on way. Sir. Dude. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Dude, stop.
Nigga, you're too slow to not want to do this shit. I tell you.
Nobody's leaning in.
Hey, man, we back. Who's in the building, goddammit? Shout him out.
Okay. We got Ashley in the building. We got Shay in the building. What up, Vic?
The tail ugly ass in the building. Vic Damone Jr. in the building. Niggas, some niggas in this. Craig in the building. What's up, man? I don't feel like calling all these niggas. They have to be ugly anyway.
Damn. We not shouting out the ugly people. So.
We ain't saying, if I ain't call your name, nigga, you in this chat, guess what? You ugly.
Oh, man, my son is hyped today.
Beat me.
Speaking of ugly, this nigga here got a muscle shirt on. Come on, muscle. I'm bringing muscle shirt on first.
Do that.
Muscle shirt. Get it. It's my brother Cash.
Nigga, yeah, what's up,
man? Man, hit them niggas with the robot real quick. I feel like seeing the robot.
This nigga naked, man?
Nigga ain't naked. He got a shirt the same exact color, totally. Cocoa brown as him.
That's true. Yeah. What's good?
Hey, the real question is, where the fuck is Nick at?
Nick went back to Atlanta.
Nick all up, nigga. It's some what's in Atlanta? Some niggas in Atlanta.
You know what's in Atlanta.
Oh, I think it's like one out of every three men are gay.
Damn, for real? It's up.
Yeah, it's like a third.
It's gonna get even higher when you move to Atlanta.
No, no, no.
Let's bring
it. I'm moving to Atlanta, sir.
let's break Desi inside. Let's get it real awkward.
Y'all are crazy.
Ooh. No, my son is wilding today.
Wild one.
Cause he's on one. Fuck it, he's on one.
See, now, do you think Drake the only nigga red that can harmonize?
Nope. I don't think so. What up, Span?
So what production has says is two things what production says that are an issue.
What's that?
Your blackness and my redness.
Why'd you have to call it an issue, man? You heard how I feel about that word.
Production has said that there is no possible way that we can stand next to each other and get the ample and proper amount of light.
Listen, man. I'm looking directly into the camera. I did not know that my darkness was an issue.
Oh, it's an issue with your black ass. Speaking of issues, though, mad people got issues with Junior Troll himself, 50 Cent, because he's not King Troll, I am. All right? Okay?
I'm just saying you owe me money. Not you personally.
50 Cent owe niggas money.
50 Cent owe niggas money, niggas owe 50 Cent money.
This nigga, these niggas, it says 50 Cent owe Young Buck 300K. Oh, these niggas that owe him. How about the niggas? I thought he owed these niggas some money.
No, he trying to collect on his paper.
So why this nigga say he settled out? So who this nigga say that he settled
up? He settled up with him because he apparently owed 50 Cent 3K. Okay. So he gave him 1K.
The nigga from Power?
Yeah.
What's the nigga name of Power?
Rotimi.
No. We don't call the nigga by Dre. That's the nigga name. Dre owed the nigga 300K?
300K.
How he owed the nigga 300K when he worked for the nigga?
Same way Omari Hadrick owed him 40K and he worked for him.
Hold on, the police outside. Nigga, you had to put the door up?
You know how to come back, close the door.
Okay. But you didn't put it up?
I locked it.
Shit. Apparently, if the door is locked, you can't go to jail, no matter how much keys you got underneath.
Your ass can't get in here.
Yeah.
Popo, man.
All right, so niggas owe 50 Cent some money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Tia Marie owes this nigga 30K. Randall Emmett, a producer, owes this nigga $1 million.
Damn.
How about Young Buck owe this nigga 300K? Jackie Long owe this nigga 250K. Dre owed this nigga 300K. How he owed this nigga 300K? Somebody explain this shit to me real quick.
I mean, when you down bad, apparently you down bad. Don't go burn. I borrow in rations that I can pay back. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to borrow no 2K from nobody. I ain't borrowing 2K from nobody. Look.
2K19.
I ain't borrowing 2K18 from nobody. I'm telling you, man, it's too much damn money.
They say he ain't borrowing the game.
I'm not borrowing 2K from nobody, let alone actual bread, cash. How much money can I borrow from you right now?
Six.
600?
I love you more than that, man.
So I can borrow 6K from you right now. Exactly. I don't want 6K from you. Nigga.
Yeah,
let me get $600. I want $600. I can pay that back.
I feel like if you borrow 6K from this nigga, you go out and borrow like 2.5K from you to make sure he gets his 6K back. You're going to fuck it up.
I'm going to pay him back off the money I borrowed from you.
Listen, only way that money going to get secured and back in the hands where it belongs to if he cash out at the Monica.
Right.
Bottom line.
So apparently he just got 6K laying around and he can just hand it to somebody.
Hey, but get listen.
Cash.
Cash, don't be like 50 Cent, man. I don't lend money, dog. Niggas ask me for money.
Hey, I'm exactly like 50 Cent. I just got done 50 Cent the nigga yesterday for $100.
What?
Yeah, man. I called his baby mama. I was like, bruh. I was like, yeah, bro. She was like, nah, what you talking about? I was like, y'all live together? Y'all still in a relationship? She like, yeah, what's going on? I said, I need to borrow $100, but I ain't going to pay you back because your man's owe me $100.
God damn.
I said, I'll take food stamps. I take cash. I just need $100 because if I had to eat,
you out here making us look bad sometimes.
If I had to eat based off of this dude, I'd starve. But we still cool though. It's just I gotta make an issue to get my money back. Otherwise, you're gonna get too comfortable and not give me my money back in the time frame that we specified. Because when I gave you the money, you pull up on me ASAP. You know what I'm saying? It's real fast. You make it so convenient for me to give you the money. But then when it's time for me to get it back, now you undisposed. I can't ever see you. All of a sudden, your kid's sick. Nah, man, I don't want to hear that.
Man, it takes 7 to 5 business days.
Then all of a sudden, you got a smell to it, too.
Life Ministry, what up? I see you like the show.
The money got a smell.
Y'all
got
to stop it. Y'all know y'all in the goddamn. Listen, I'm going to talk to these church people that keep coming in this motherfucker, man, liking and sharing the show. I'm down with it. I support all people, but eventually, if you watching this show and habitually going to church every day, somebody's lying.
Hey man, chill out, man.
I love you all though.
Who's mans this podcast and our affiliates hold zero responsibility for any results, outcome as a result and outcome. How many times I gotta say results and outcome?
Who's mans this podcast and our affiliates hold zero responsibility for any results slash outcome as a result of our show? All opinions and conversations are strictly for entertainment purposes.
And it's strictly for entertainment.
Hey, I don't believe in God, but I will say this. If I did believe in God, I would think that he had a hell of a sense of humor to give Fridge the most perfect reading voice and the most imperfect reading script.
Whose man's this podcast? Not affiliates hold zero responsibility for any results slash outcome as a result of our show. All opinions and conversations are strictly for the entertainment purposes. I can read.
No, man. Fuck this shit, man. You got one job and one job only, man. You got one
Bridge.
Job. What up, man?
Just memorize it like a rap and then you'll be good. I don't know why you don't have to
Yo, I don't understand why this nigga struggling with this shit. It's not. Listen, if you think this shit is for play, it is not.
It's not.
We may do a whole bunch of carrying on, but when that nigga get to sweating and
reading, and man, that shit go along.
Shaking when he gotta pull that card up.
They be like, wait, that card. I be like, fuck.
Yo, this is a question.
I be like, fuck. Yo.
Hey, hold on. So
I want to know. All right.
Hoping I don't get reckless. He wanna know more than Joe.
Look here. Should sending news without requesting it be a sex crime at this point? It's 2019. If you get dick pics or you get news inside your DM and you didn't request it, should that be a sex crime? I need to know.
Let's
start with Dez. No, not you. Dez ain't speak yet. How you doing, Dez?
Hey, Dez.
What's up?
You're just sending them titties unsolicited, are you?
No, I'm not.
Because we still got the nude snap up for sale. Remember what we talked about? Okay, go.
I don't appreciate y'all implying that I could be bought or viewed for pay.
Who said that?
I said implying.
When you have several relationships.
Ain't nobody got to ply wood around here. This table is mahogany. You know, she's not saying the table is plywood.
I don't know what it was.
Saying you've been viewed for free. Why not get paid this time around?
That's all I'm saying. You see how them knees, listen, you see what the knees got. Imagine what,
nice shirt, Cash.
Cash, you change shirts? Oh, shit. This nigga out here shamelessly plugging himself. I like it. You said Google
imply.
I can't say Google imply. You
Google
it yet?
Huh?
Nigga, we don't know what. You know what imply mean? Give me a definition.
Man, why you gonna do that right now? You
implying
that I don't know what the fuck it
means.
Goddamn problem.
I feel like production just wants you to read the goddamn definition.
I ain't reading the goddamn definition. I know what the hell imply mean. You implying that I don't know what the fuck it means. You have a problem here.
Anyway, come on. It should be illegal. You said dance first. Dance, go.
I don't think it should be illegal, but it's not. I mean, it's a gray area.
It definitely should be illegal.
Okay.
Shut up, man.
He won't read it.
You won't be. Keep going. Personally,
no, I don't want dick pics sent to me unrequested. So I feel like I should be able. I feel like I should be able to report it, but I don't want you to have to be a sex offender for it.
Yes, I feel like there should be no like prison time behind it, but definitely a fine. And you have to register yourself as a sex offender.
Damn!
Well, I didn't say it all. I just said I should be able to report it and be like, look, this person keeps sending me unsolicited pictures. I don't want them. But, I mean, like, you could just be, I don't know, like, you may not actually be a sex offender, so putting you on a sex offender list is going to, like, ruin your life. But at the same time, I don't want your dick pics if I didn't ask for them.
Like, child support doesn't ruin your life. All right, so look, here's my thing.
Right. I can tell them again, Cash.
Frank in the building!
I'm not gonna get on this topic. That's not today's topic. Here's what I will say. I 100% believe that they should be a sex offender, and here's why. There is a small variance of difference between the niggas that send dick pics unsolicited and the niggas that's actually committing sex crimes. The fact that he thinks it's okay to send someone who I can't call, can't text, can't have a FaceTime with, can't have a conversation with, never met in public, never chill with, don't know on a personal level, a picture of my dick, then you just mentally raped that person.
Absolutely. That means just requested you as a friend. You and dick pic.
And sometimes you get it when they're not even friends. Like they won't even be a friend request. They still got a pending friend request, and then you already get an inbox of a dick. Now, I think that you should be a sex offender upon the reporting of the crime. So like Desi said, if you don't want them to be a sex offender, well, then you just hide them from the law and don't report them. But me, I'm reporting every unsolicited dick pic that anybody in my family receives.
I think they all need to be sex offenders. You got me nervous. For the first time ever, I was shutting the fuck up. I was like, what? Listen,
also,
right now, women, if you send me to women, it's going to be a crime because I'm going to die and possibly you too. So don't do it.
But to make sure there's some type of check and balance for this, I think that if a woman reports the man, then they have to send the full transcript of their conversations with that man to prove that it was unsolicited. And if there's any evidence that you requested or at least consented to receiving this dick pic, then you are now put on the sex crime sex offender list
for faking on a dick pic.
Sex crime shit. Yeah. Falsifying, whatever. Make it a law. Whatever. I don't know. I'm done. I'm running out of words.
A whole law.
Yeah. I mean, it's 2019, man.
Because I think women that report men for rape, if it's not really rape, should also be considered as a sex offender. So I said, I think that if women report men for rape and they're not actually raped, they should have to register as sex offenders.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
definitely goes hand in hand.
Yeah. I don't really have an opinion on that shit. I'm too old and married to even fucking give a shit. You know?
How y'all feel about that, though?
I mean,
Juice in the building. What up, my nigga? Continue to build.
They're making kids who are sexting. They're being charged with distributing child pornography, even if it's their own body.
Exactly.
Real quick, Desi, shout out Prince. You know he like to be shout out by you and not me. Say Prince.
What up, Casanova?
Okay, pretty boy, Lottie in the building. That's my ex little brother, Lottie. I don't call you no more.
I remember shoot your shot Saturday.
What up, Lottie?
I said I'll never forget shoot your shot Saturday.
What up, Frank?
Hey, so listen, guys, this is what a lot of you came out for. Today is the day, it's the time. We get racial.
We're getting it in.
Let's get in. Let me change and put this up here on there. Look at this little nice little artwork I put up there.
Cash, you gonna stand up the whole episode?
You making me nervous, my nigga.
Come in house and stay up the whole time.
Well, you can't see him when he sits. I'm gonna need him to find a happy medium.
So let me tell you something, right? When motherfuckers come see me in my office at work, I make them sit. I don't start the conversation until they sit.
You can't say happy
medium. I know I'm in trouble, I always stand.
I don't. It's a psychological thing.
They don't. They're not trying to own up to what we're talking about, so they're going to sit their ass down. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, boss. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk on the same level, eye level. So, you know, unfortunately, I don't got the same power because I don't got time to sit there and wait for your ass to sit down. You look fidgety today anyway.
Smoking crack, Sims.
So first things first, let's get into this, right? Let's get into this. It's number one, if you got if you illiterate or you don't want Fridge to read what you typed in the chat because you know nigga can't read 12, you can always call in 843-557-3996. And who they going to talk to, Fridge?
DJ Easy Dick.
Yeah, there you go. Who they going to talk to, Desi?
DJ Easy Dick, I guess.
There you go. 843-557-3996. You now on the line with DJ Easy Dick.
Why are you doing it with him, Cash?
Never gave you niggas money. All right, let's start off first, right?
I like DJ Easy Dick, man.
Hey.
Hey.
It sounds like some hoe shit.
Yeah, it's a persona that, you know, it's starting to catch on, okay? I see niggas in the street. Hey, nigga, that's that nigga DJ Easy Dick.
No. Nope,
it's life.
I'm the one calling you Easy Dick.
They is, dog. They is. Come
that's
on my side.
Name to go by.
Hey. Hey, I don't know why I said it. It was funny, and now niggas do say that shit. I don't understand. So anyway, guys.
Cash, you got a lamp? I need a lamp.
Yeah.
All right, first things first, before we get into this whole, it's black, it's white. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying? Just to be honest with you guys, before I go into a disclaimer, scientifically speaking, there is but one race, that is the human race. You don't see wolves saying, I don't like that gray wolf. My nigga, they just don't like the other wolf in the other pack. And most of the time, they don't be around each other, okay? They do speak wolf. Maybe speak the you sound stupid.
Saying you don't understand what they're saying. He might say,
"Oh, fuck." The wolf understands that shit, and so do I.
I done seen wolf beef,
nigga. What is happening right now?
Why you worrying about what's on
okay? So I just want to put that disclaimer. I don't believe in that shit. I don't know what these niggas are talking about, but scientific speaking, ain't but one race. You know what I'm saying? You put a polar bear in the fucking ring with a goddamn brown bear, and the motherfuckers ain't gonna be like, "Oh, I'm calling authorities on this brown bear." Nah,
but there was a black bear out there.
Same thing.
Okay. Gotta watch out for the pandas. Anyway, man, keep it
going. What's happening?
Is there somebody in the back?
Who the fuck is opening up the door?
Do you have the heat?
Yeah, I'm strapped.
Okay.
All
right, keep talking then.
Nah, man.
Y'all stay right there.
Is that door locked? Oh, we better lock the motherfucking door then. Y'all ain't white. Y'all ain't white. You going to check. Nigga, we go check later.
Oh, my door stay locked.
Yeah, act like we ain't heard shit. But anyway, tell us some shit. Can't you hear this shit? Then should we go check? Hey, anyway, with that being said, right? First things first, before we get all into the full-blown thing, there is a poll going on, right, that says that biracial people can no longer, they don't want them to identify as black or white. They want to be their own race, which is called, what, multiracial. The absolutely, utterly dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
They don't want to be black.
They don't want to be white. Black. No, I mean, no, I've seen the girl, and listen, they brought the shit to our page, and I started reading the comments, and it was a lot of dumb shit. It was a lot of dumb shit. Here's the first dumb thing I said. Dark-skinned young lady, black, I don't know her name. Hopefully she came in here. I invited her to come in so you can hear her part. She said she wants that to happen because she don't want all these light-skinned people to be identified as black, and then so black girls grow up and be like, I can't be black. Or I can't be famous because I'm too dark. Look at this nigga. He almost famous. He the blackest nigga known to man. Look at him. You right now watching this shit. Okay? So that's the first thing. Right? That's this first thing, dumb shit. And then so we was in there and me and Desi was like, fuck this shit. I want to be... Okay, baby, just ate a marker. I want to be identified as black. You know how we was like, Desi, we black. You know what I'm saying? We black. We Hispanic. So we want to be, we want to goddamn identify as whatever. We want to be able to turn that shit off and on as we please because we have to pay both dues, right? And then yep. Some girl come inside there and was like, oh, y'all niggas sound stupid. Talk, like, you know, this is what Master got y'all doing. Y'all think it's a privilege to be shot by the police. No, bitch. What we were saying was it's a struggle that we have to go through. And so we don't want to be identified as anything other than the culture that we are around and identify with, you stupid bitch. I wish you was here too so I can call you a bitch online. 843-557-3996. Open up your mouth and talk to DJ Easy Dick.
Whoa! Okay, look at me.
Okay.
Who's making this podcast and I'm feeling so
sorry. I like how you did that, man. That was some whole shit.
Yeah, that was real. That was real. So that's what we're saying, right? We want to make sure that you understand that it's not a privilege. Uh-oh, the wives is going to check on the noise that they just heard.
Check on the noise?
Fridge. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I just making sure nobody was checking on the noise. Okay. All righty. Kevin in the building. Nick in the building. There you go. Ken in the building. So what it is what we're saying is, it's like, we got to understand that we have to, honestly, before we get into this, we have to learn to love each other.
Right.
Whether you purple, orange, brown, wherever you identify as a human race, and it's starting to get damn ridiculous. You understand what I'm saying?
Starting.
And now with the internet, there it's just spreading. Wow. Okay. So, Desiree, you are who? A Mexican and I don't like the term African American, so I'm gonna say colored.
I just say black. Black and Mexican. I like to say,
I'm gonna say colored.
Why? That sounds 1950s-ish.
I love that term. I don't know why we moved past it.
I like color too, because I love colors. Look at my painting.
I mean, I've always just said black and Mexican ever since I was little. That's what I identified
today,
as.
Today you're going to say colored, okay?
Well, actually, nowadays, I say Afro-Latina, but that's a different story.
Yeah, Afro-Latina.
Let's tell that story. Let's hear it. What's that story?
I'm a member of the Negro race.
Well, I mean, the only reason I identify like that, to be honest, the only reason I say I'm Afro-Latina is because that's literally the only way I feel like I can fit in. Because I've grown up in a predominantly Mexican culture, but I'm too black for them. And then I'd go visit my dad in Philadelphia, and I'm too white or too proper for them. So it was just like, I found people who were mixed like me, and we all knew the struggle of both.
You literally just did what the goddamn poll wanted you to do.
But I do identify as black. Like, I don't put biracial on my stuff. I put that my race is black, and then I put my ethnicity is Mexican or Hispanic.
Okay, somebody just calling in. All right, hold on. You know what I get to say? You have just called in to 843-557-3996. Welcome to DJ Easy Dick Hour. Who's this on the line? Victor, it's Victor Moe, guys. He's in the building. What's up, Vic? How you feeling, man? What kind of music you got in the background, man? What you got going on?
Hold on.
Yeah, cut that down, nigga.
Yeah, I had to turn y'all down.
There you go. All right. So, with that being said, son, what's up with you, man? How's it out there in Texas with all them the Mexicans and everything? What you feel? What's on your mind right now? You probably not even calling about what we're talking about. You just calling in.
People full of shit, man.
Okay, there you go. I was waiting for it.
It's like this. If you got any black in you, you're black.
Holla back.
Straight up. There's no if and anything about it. And if you do the history of where all the first humans came from, it's from Africa.
Okay, the center of motherfucking civilization.
So you're black anyway.
Anyway, okay.
And blonde hair and blue eyes, if you look at the history, came from the Africans.
You damn right, y'all albino motherfuckers.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we all one race, the human race.
So when it's all said and done, everybody's black.
Okay. Just some of us are blacker than others, i.e.
What's up, Des?
What up? What just happened?
Hey, it don't matter what.
I don't know. But they gonna come back on here talking shit. I can feel it.
Cash show?
Huh?
Well, let me tell y'all about this week. So this week was cool.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just ignoring you.
Oh.
All right, so preview. Since I don't want to talk about anything that the show is already going to touch on, next week I'm going to start my segment called That's Some Whole Shit. Because obviously I am the pornographer here, and I'm the residential expert when it comes to whole shit. So what we're going to do is Desi, Fridge, and Life are going to bring topics to me, and then me being the expert hoe is going to say, that's some whole shit. And then go into detail of why that's some whole shit and how that's some whole shit. So make sure y'all stay tuned, because Hotels will have a spinoff that's some whole shit. Like Desi exclusive Snapchat, where she's, you're able to see different parts of her that you can't see on her regular Snapchat.
That's, I'm gonna need y'all to stop with that. Like, for real, people are gonna be like, oh, Desi on some shit like that? No, Desi's not.
I think us stopping, that's some whole shit.
Y'all some whole shit.
I agree.
I'm glad you do. You assholes.
Look, I'm not a proponent of you selling your knees for views. I was against it. If you watch the show, I very vocally said I was against us using your knees as propaganda for our views. So, you know, it is what it is. But I just want everybody that's tuning in to know that that's some whole shit. Like, Fridge and Life leaving right now, out of the blue, without call, without text, without reason, took Victor with them. That's some whole shit.
That might actually have been a good thing, because, you know, Victor be saying some wild shit, so he might have said some out-of-pocket mess.
Speaking of Victor, so he just recently went to court because he took a DNA test.
How can he be his business like that? Like, you just gonna put his business on?
It was on Facebook. It's public information.
You right.
All
right.
So he went to court. The baby is his. So obviously he wasn't lying about shooting up the club. Then after he shot up the club, he wanted to ensure that the results of him shooting up that club was actually his accountability and belonged to him. So he took the DNA test. The baby is his. He told the mother to come to court so that they can discuss the terms and agreements of these conditions of their relationship. Obviously, they're not in a relationship together, so they wanted to set up some type of co-parenting thing, and the mother did not show. And because the mother did not show, then, you know, Vic got what he wanted. So he called her out and was like, damn, the stupid woman didn't even show up to court. And her mama came in, and her mama was like, bitch-ass nigga, you got my daughter fucked up. And then Victor started laying out facts and sending screenshots, and she was like, well, on that note, I haven't seen or talked to my daughter in quite a while. And then I jumped in on some, like, rah-rah shit, and I was like, well, how you gonna jump in and jump down this black man who's trying to do the right thing throat and say that he don't know what he's talking about when you just openly admitted that you haven't seen or talked to your daughter in a while? So there's no way that you can have any contradictory evidence to what he's saying other than you saying, that's my daughter, and whatever he says is some bullshit. But he was spitting facts. We got the facts out there. Vic, I had you back. Desi, we're going to have to take the show over because everything shut down. I don't know if you got the note, but cameras, lights, everything out. They probably got transported to another universe on some Thanos shit, but it's cool. A lot of good movies came out. You got some tea. I get to comment on the tea. We got this shit. I got the whole team on my chest anyway, so it ain't nothing for me to put the show on my back. Let's go.
But I'm missing from that shirt, so.
You're not missing from the shirt. You're right here.
My picture ain't up there.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a little box down here, and then it's going to be right there. All right, come on. Give me some tea. What's up? What's going on?
I mean, there was a little too much tea that this week, and the tea fine. I kind of like forced it. I wasn't really feeling any stories this week. It was just like same old, kind of.
You wasn't feeling Lamar Odom's book?
You know, I didn't see too much on that. I did see parts where he, I saw, where is it? I want to say it was like the shade room or somewhere, where he said he thanked Chloe for being by his side for something. I don't know.
He was going through a lot of shit. He said he did spend over $100 million on drugs, and he probably was using it high quality, expensive shit. But I mean, at the end of the day, I know for a fact he was being overcharged, because if I was selling drugs, hypothetically speaking, I am not a drug dealer in any way, shape, or form. What is this? Whose Man's Is This podcast? Does not accept any accountability for what Cass is about to say. That's the disclaimer. If I was selling drugs, I would definitely overcharge the fuck out of any professional athlete. I do the same thing with my sneakers. I know you play a sport. I need free tickets. And I'm still going to put an extra tax on it. I'm going to put a you rich as fuck tax on it. Like, I got to. It's the same way people don't pay me back. People don't pay me back. They pay me back when they feel like, because they know I ain't got no bills. They be like, Cash, you ain't got no bills. You bought your crib. You own everything. Your car paid off. Then you just chilling. I pay you back. And I'll be like, nah, bro, I need the money. They be like, why? I'll be like, I don't know. I got bills. And then my daughter, she jump in and be like, he lying. He ain't got bills. And I'll be like, Jay, I'm trying to get this money to you. You got to be on my team. But she be like, not if we got to lie. And I'll be like, you know what? I raised you right. Right. I shouldn't be lying, but I'm still going to lie. I'm still going to lie because I know the environment that I'm in and people I deal with, we're not going to get shit back. But back to the topic, I would overcharge the fuck out of Lamar. Oh, shit, the team back. Welcome back, motherfuckers.
I am like a fucking tech genius. My nigga, this shit broke. Like, everything broke. I'm like Tony Stark to this shit.
Hey, welcome back, Iron Man.
Are we on the live, nigga? We back?
Yeah, we live.
Victor shit is tapped. Or we got two racists. I don't know. We didn't get started. We didn't even get in.
I think Victor shit is tapped.
That's why I said, as soon as you said who it was, I was like, oh, Lord.
843-557-3996. Please, if you want to talk to DJ Easy Dick. And we're talking about race now. We are back, okay? And we just want to know one thing, man. Why can't everybody love everybody? Desi, go. I mean, no way. We already talked to you. Cash, go.
All right, Cash. So the reason everybody can't love everybody, because everybody feels the need to be included, and they shouldn't feel that way. You got to find the beauty and love and enjoyment in not being like another person. None of my brothers are my same color. Well, there actually is one, but that's a long story. But long story short, you shouldn't have to want to be like one person. I'm the only member of my family that can't grow a mustache. But you know what? My face never.
843-557-3996. This is DJ E.
There are always silver linings to who you are and what you are, whether it's your hair, your skin, your voice, the size of your arms, the size of your legs.
Hey, guess what? I get it. Shut up. Who this is? You said this was Span?
Yeah, this is Span.
Oh, that's my nigga, T Span. What up, nigga?
What's good? What's happening?
Ain't shit, man. What's going on with you, brother?
Just calling, listening to y'all and watching y'all fellas and the lovely lady and everything.
Okay.
Give my input on what y'all topic is about, you know, on the race. And,
oh, you shooting shots?
I got a little input. I wanted to speak on it.
Okay, well, let's hear what you got to say, man. And don't pay attention to Fred. He's trying to elongate the show. Pause.
I don't like the way you say elongate.
See here, y'all niggas going
at you. Go ahead, fam. Go ahead, speak it.
But no, man, bottom line, man, honestly, in my opinion, it's not a really race thing, man. It's a human thing, because at the end of the day, how many other ethnic stores that we have around here, where the Arab store, Italian, or any other type of race store in our neighborhoods, in our areas, but where are our stores in their neighborhoods? And in fact, where are our stores at in our own neighborhood? And how are we actually coming together to work together? Everybody wants to be a chief, but nobody wants to actually be the Indian and know their role and how to play their part. Ooh. You know, to have a great championship team.
Native American. You
got to have role players.
You know what? I'm going to with you. And if the stores do open up, they don't be open long.
Not at all.
You're right.
We don't support
because they all, they, but. people that do fuck our shit up, which is unfortunate. At the end of the fucking day, we also can't be looking for an extra handout or a discount or shit that we trying to establish ourselves.
Because you don't go in Harris Teeter and ask him, can you get something off on this goddamn socket eye salmon?
Hell right. No. And you damn sure ain't about to go into no clothing store and ask them for them 10, 15, 20% off on some damn True Religion jeans that motherfuckers paid damn near hundreds of dollars for.
True. Okay. Well, Span, I'm going to be honest with you. Said it was Span. I thought you were going to get ignorant with us. But what you did was you dropped jewels and science, my nigga. You did not disappoint. And I appreciate your view on that. And if anybody else wants to call in and share it, and best definitely do it when Cash is talking so we can interrupt that nigga.
Cash, he want to say something.
Go ahead, Cash. You want to say something to Span real quick?
I mean, I just thought he sounded like Jim Jones. And I was like, dog, we got celebrities calling in. That was it.
Okay. So, Span, now you call in next week and say you Jim Jones. But anyway, he gone. Bam. There it goes. 843-557-3996. We appreciate all the love, guys. Listen, that's where you know who I want to call in? I want Latell to call in. Latell, why not? Call in. Latell says that's why you just shoplift. Problem solved. Latell, do you think you should shoplift in white-owned stores or black-owned stores? Let's go ahead and get real with it.
I think you should do both so you're not racist.
There you go. There you go.
Like I said, man, this world going to be racist until all the racists die. We just got to wait for all them to die out, man, because we ain't going to be able to get them up out of here. So
teach their kids to be racist because then he's
correct. Blood begets blood. Evil begets evil. And racists will beget racist. I mean, some people will dive out of it, but at the end of the day, I feel like it's...
I say to this right here. As long as we keep love and we keep turning them races into nigga lovers, then we be all right, man.
What?
You know they love us. They love the culture. They love the people. Keep turning them into nigga lovers.
They don't love the people.
Hey, I heard.
They want to be black, and so they gotta be black.
I don't want to be black. There gotta be some nigga lovers, though.
I feel like sometimes white women know the risk that I take by sleeping with them, and because of that, they pay me back in amazing head.
Anyway.
We all went a little calm for that.
Why? Why, Cash? Why?
Really, Cash?
Come back. Why?
Man, we lost fucking 8 viewers when you said that.
He was like, fuck that shit, I'm out. Hey, that shit happened soon as you said that. I know they probably just checking. Listen, 843-557-3996. Holla back if you want to talk to DJ. Who?
Easy.
Dick.
<You got that part. laughs> Open up your mouth and let Easy Dick in.
Whoa. Yay, I love it. T-shirts.
It's a new phone. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
His new phone shut the whole
nigga, your whole new phone broke everything. Last time you got a new phone, you knew what happened. You shut the internet down.
You did.
Andrew in the building. What's up, Andrew? Hopefully none of this goes over your head because you never get anything.
Wow. Hey, but I do want to say one thing, though.
People are like, I don't get it.
I just don't think that people should separate themselves because of race. I think that we should just accept all people as human beings. That way we can stop being prejudiced. I think that we should also do that for family, because sometimes we let family ruin our lives and be like, well, that's my brother, so you know I gotta hold him down. They'd be like, man, you don't. You don't. You fucking don't. So I feel like the same way for humans, if we just be like, instead of looking at that person as my black brother and just looking at that person as an individual who could do me some good or do me some harm and judge them based off of their actions and their character, then we'll be in a safer world.
Yeah. What? Here's another question I'm wondering. Somebody chime in, call in, share, like. Make sure you share and like, right? Before we go any further, I want you to, everybody, if you're in here, stop, give it a like, and give it a share for me. Count for one. Two, hey, three, music? Give it a like, give it a share.
Yeah, he ain't throw no music on this.
Well, let's throw some music on there. You know what I'm saying?
Let's put music in this piece, man.
Okay, let's calm it down a little bit, all right? Just relax, all right?
Then he gets perky after the music.
Okay. I don't like the way that sounds.
Nah, man, I'm not doing that today. heard Desi cuss his ass out earlier.
Can you hear me? Won't be the first or the last. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, I know, right?
He enjoys it.
Yeah, 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 I see that.
It's the only thing I enjoy. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
heard
the story,
think I'm finished. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, give my lawyer 150. Get him. I wish I would tell myself in before I pour one pipe. I wish I would tell myself in without kissing my kids, knowing I ain't right. I wish I would turn myself in without playing that shit back that night. I wish I would turn myself in without dropping my album. I wish I would put trust in a nigga knowing they going sour. I told him I wish I would. I fuck in the bug of dish. Told him put a big bag on my books. Make sure my artists get pushed. Look up at the judge, can't look. Stay making up lies for sure. I'm an innocent man for sure. It is what it is for sure. Nobody gonna ride. Had a warrant so I can't hide. India gonna stay by my side. I did a song with Chance tonight. He gave me positive vibes to better my image for life. I turn myself in tonight. Head down with these cuffs on and read me my rights. Yeah, 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 God, can you hear me? Yeah, 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 niggas ain't really with me. Yeah, 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 man, homies turned against me.
Yo, cut that shit, man. That was a little dirt, by the way. You know what I'm saying? That was a little dirt. You know what I mean? Holler at the nigga.
You can learn to live with your own failure. Where did that bring you?
Where did it bring you at, Cash?
Not to me.
Just want to let y'all know Clout God is coming in maybe 60 days, but he is coming. He is coming to ruin all of you niggas' lives. And so we are back, and we are still getting racial before we get into a little bit of tea. Because we have some technical difficulties.
Lion King before we get Cloud Guy back.
Listen, shit happens, bro. When trolling goes wrong.
When trolling goes wrong.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, guys, we are back. We are back. We are humbly back. And I do appreciate all the views, the likes, and the shares. I hope you guys took the time out to share this vision and our love to the people that you love. And so, this we were at. So, just to recap, all right? We went into the whole, should biracial people identify as their own race? And then at the end of the day, it just seems like we just need love. This didn't get as heated as I thought it was going to be. We didn't have a lot of racist or ignorant people come inside here. That's crazy shit. Because probably because I shut their ass down in the shit. So let's go. Let's read some stuff from the group real quick, all right? The chat. So Facebook kicked me out and told me I was doing illegal and suspicious activity, says Littell. Victor says it's a new phone. Shayla says the camera crashed and shut down. Bernie says I did the knee thing. Okay, what is that? Okay. So, Bernard said he likes your knees. I believe that's what he's saying. You know what I mean? So he was responsible for the knee crave. Dana, were you requesting somebody to strip or would you volunteering to strip? I'm confused. Anyway, guys, it is important. Q in the building that we understand that at this day and age, this particular time, that we guide our children to be strong enough to get past all this hate, because after it's all over, it's not black versus white, it's not Latino versus Chinese, it's not any of that shit. It's the haves versus the have-nots. And if you niggas do not see that, you're part of the problem. And to enter in yet another race and some racial shit that don't even exist just creates more separation. Because, you know, the more separated we are, the easier we are to be conquered. Am I correct? Am I wrong?
That's right.
All right? Am I correct, black-ass dude?
Yeah, I'll tell the black-ass
dude. If me and you can get along, and all you motherfuckers can get along, because I don't know. This nigga's a different type of black. And it's an issue.
It's not a fucking issue, man. Why gotta be an issue, man? I don't like that word, man.
Yeah, he gets triggered at the word issue, by the way. Alrighty. And you're right, Littell. Division is key to control. We never gonna have freedom. We don't understand that goddamn Jim Bob and Leroy is the same type of motherfucker because they both broke the shit. And I don't give a shit what anybody say. Huh? Go ahead.
And I was gonna say that's how racial tension like started way back in the beginnings of this country. Because when black people were finally freed from slavery, they were actually more skilled than the poor white people. And if the poor black people and the poor white people would have came together to overturn the elite, it would, they outnumbered them. But the elite were like, hey, why don't we tell these poor white people that they're better than the poor black people because they're white?
Okay.
And boom, you create a divide. So even though they're in the same socioeconomic status, these poor white people think I'm better than you because I'm white.
That's deep.
And there's the divide that's been going on for how long now?
Forever.
Exactly. But
I'm going to devil's advocate for a second. So let's say they do get their own box, right?
Mm-hmm. There already is a biracial box.
It's called other.
It's called other. But they
want Some forms will say multiracial, biracial, or one or more races.
So what do they want? Because I feel like that's already there.
It's already there. So apparently this petition was started by biracial people because I feel like they started this petition because they were probably being told by black people, you're not black. So they're like, well, fine, then we're going to have our own box. I really think that's how it started. Not that they wanted to be identified as biracial, is because they were told they're not black.
Did somebody tell you that you ain't black? Because that's the way you said it.
Yes. A lot of people have told me I'm not black. They're like, you're not black enough.
You ain't black.
Yo, people told my black ass I ain't black. I'm the blackest nigga you know on the inside.
I've never been told
I ain't black.
I've been told that I am enough to be black. Which is mind-boggling to me because people, unless I say I'm mixed, people don't really see that.
Facts.
So, but I've been told I'm too black to be Mexican, and then I'm not black enough to be black.
God damn.
Definitely.
You need your own box.
Too black to be Mexican. Desi has
but there, are, but there are Afro-Mexicans. There are black people in Mexico.
What about that, Cash?
I said, why don't you just color in more than one box then? Just color in all the boxes.
I mean, Desi's in the box right now. What are you talking about?
Chris Evans in the building. That is the Chris Evans, Captain America himself.
What up, Chris?
Hey, Chris, I like the way that you went back in the past for that pussy. That was some whole shit.
Can't be serious with
yo, he did though. He was like, nigga, I'm about to stay here.
Nigga, I'm finna play.
Fuck
it. Long ass.
I ain't trying to be in that ice again when I get out. She be old, nigga. I'm finna go hit it now.
Hey,
he never came back.
Real nigga shit.
Shout out to Captain America.
Shout out to Captain America.
If you ain't seen the movie yet, man, fuck you, man. Fuck that's you, a spoiler.
That's a spoiler. That's America's ass. So listen, man, this shit ain't get as much traction as I want. I feel like we need to revisit this couple episodes down the line. Mm-hmm. I love all the peace and unity, though. You guys get the bigger picture. But here's what I charge you to do before we get into some tea.
You niggas is in here and you get the bigger picture. How many people can you get to look at this picture? How many? Man. How many can you get to come on over to the dark side and understand that we must be united and start helping each other out? Not black people, not white people, just people. Start being human beings. How many people? Because if motherfucking people wasn't combining races, guess who wouldn't be here? The troll of all trolls. And guess who else wouldn't be here? His little sister, Princess Troll, right there in Desi's box. You would never have seen those gorgeous knees.
Never.
And you still will never see that nude snap.
Yo, she said she don't
hear
no
one
but the shit.
I think it's funny. It's not there, but people still think it's there. Because
you know, you think it's funny until I get all these inboxes requesting that snap.
Then I'm going to troll.
And then I'm going to send them your way.
Hey, listen, we will fight for your honor. You are...
What? She
be getting them. Tell them right now that your Cash App is locked up because too many people sent you money and she only accepted money through the Who's Messages Cash App.
What he said.
Exactly.
Except on June 13th, I want us to my Cash App.
I want us to share our favorite word in the English language. Fred, you go first.
Whose man's is this?
There you go. That was more than one word. Cash, your favorite word.
Pussy.
I knew it. Desi, your favorite word.
Desiree.
I thought she was gonna say dick.
My favorite word is areola.
I like that word. It almost sounds like a good name too.
Yeah, areola.
I know plenty of people with that.
The town's favorite word is moist. All right, it's tea time. It's tea time with who?
Desi.
Y'all motherfuckers gonna call DJ Easy Dickens on hiatus till the next week.
All right, it is tea time, and it's lukewarm.
Nope, it's not piping hot this week.
No, because I was more, you know, I was more mentally preparing myself for this race debate. So,
and they didn't even come with the heat.
I think they scared.
Pay for those kneecaps.
I think they scared, but it's all right though. It's okay because they probably don't.
He would pay for those kneecaps though before you go any further.
Well, he could just cash at me some money for my birthday. How about that?
He got to be able to apply lotion to the kneecaps.
Exactly.
Okay.
I use Jergens original
stuff.
She said
the original
stuff? Yes.
All right, let's drink this tea. This lukewarm ass tea.
Okay. So we heard Lil Durk earlier in the show. So he's part of the tea team. So, you know, a couple weeks back, he was allegedly involved in a shooting, and he's been slapped with 5 felony counts. It is currently being held without bail, but he chose to turn himself in. So it's not like they came and arrested him. He chose to surrender to show good faith, even though he's maintaining his innocence. And the judge just refuses to give him bail. But he's like, I live in Atlanta, where he's currently being held. I have a house with my fiance and our child. I give back to the community. Like, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not a flight risk. But she refuses to give him bail. Which sucks, because like I said, he chose to turn himself in to show good faith. So kind of he's like, I'm not a flight risk. Hello. Trying to do the right thing. But judges that don't matter. Bitches. Huh?
Judges are bitches.
Yeah. And I recently found out that you don't even have to be a lawyer to be a judge. You could, like, they just got to elect you. That's all they got to do.
Say word?
Yep.
Say word.
I always thought you had to be a lawyer first, then you could be a judge. No, they just elect you. Like, if you decide you want to run for judge, guess what? If you get enough votes, yo ass a judge. Well, we're gonna see a campaign from life here soon.
Right. You trying to be judge. Keep it going.
All right. So the next bit of tea. Tommy Lee from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I get all these shows confused at this point. There's like 10 million shows in Atlanta.
That's a good show though. That's a good show. I don't know why you were confusing with all that trash.
Well, I was about to say Real Housewives of Atlanta, but she's from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. But anyways, her judge is letting her avoid jail time for child abuse that she has actually pled guilty to. So while Lil Durk's judge is denying him bail, her judge said, hey, I'm sentencing you to 10 years, 2 years time served and 8 years probation, but I'm going to suspend those 2 years in jail if you complete this 12-month program.
She's going to fuck it up.
That's both in the same state, right? They both in Georgia.
They both in Atlanta. And she pled guilty to child abuse on like 4 or 5 different counts. So it's not like she's saying she didn't do it and then they found her guilty. She said, yeah, I did it. So there's that. So I don't know what's going on with these judges in Atlanta. Maybe they just want a little Durk in prison. Cause you know, as you stated earlier in the show, 1 in 3 guys in Atlanta are gay. So
the count keep going down. You keep locking up little Durks. every 2 minutes soon.
I mean, you know what? I've walked around Atlanta, and like the nice, handsome-looking guys I see, they either want a build a body hoe, or they want one with a strong jawline. So I don't know. The numbers might be higher than they're reporting.
How do you know that? Or do you ask them?
I've observed it. I'm like looking at these females. I'm like, that. I'm not sure if that's the male or female.
Oh, so you be seeing them out here with the strong jawline girls.
Yes.
Right there, my love.
So.
Looking like she's been all day.
But anyway, back to this little bit, last bit of tea.
Just be strong in the face, though.
But that's what I'm saying. They look extra strong in the face.
Like she put the whole fruit by the foot in her mouth and just chew it up.
Yeah, like she looks.
Say what again?
She put the whole fruit by the foot in her mouth and just chew it up. Like she don't tear it into pieces like everybody else. She got a real strong jaw.
Sometimes I just I'm
keep going.
So Meek Mill, he's not in trouble with the law. He's not in trouble with the law. But he recently was issued an apology by the Cosmopolitan Hotel because they refused to let him in or have him arrested because he's a rapper and he comes with the riffraff. So
Kenneth in the building.
They didn't want that, disturbance on their property. But this hotel has been known to deny Jay-Z and other Black entertainers entrance into this property.
Did you say hotel?
Trademark? Hotel. It's a hotel.
Did you say hotel? TM?
No. I said a hotel.
That's what I asked you. Did you say hotel?
Hey, trademark? Man, let her finish, man.
She keeps I can say hotel all I want because I work at a hotel.
Oh.
No, you want to
say all characters appear.
You've never been in a hotel.
You ain't been no damn hotel, girl.
I've been trying to get your ass on that episode of Hotel for the longest.
I would know.
Hey, I got the Hilton Honors point, so...
Yo, Cash, do you give honor points out?
Yeah.
That's what you need to start doing, Cash. You need to start giving honor points out for your hotels.
You honor
three times this week, girl. You deserve 100 honor points.
After a certain number of points, after acquiring or after adding up a certain number of points, then you're able to bring your children around and not have to get a babysitter. And then after certain more points, I'll come pick you up and not just tell you meet me here. So yeah.
Yo, instead of you using the reward points, man, you need to use a piece of paper like an index card and a hole puncher and be like, hey, you getting them hole punches, girl. I'm telling you though.
It's a hole puncher.
There you go. It's a hole puncher.
You knew better than that shit. Hey,
man, you don't take no ills.
All right, Desi, finish up real quick.
That's it. That's all I had. I mean, I told you I was mentally preparing myself for this race debate.
Huh?
I was mentally preparing myself for this race debate that didn't happen.
This is what we're going to do. All right, so we're going to put this thing out to right after the 4th of July. We're going to have the race debate. We're going to have it real live. I'm going out into racist territory, and I'm gonna bring them back to.
I'm
gonna bring them back to the show.
Because right. Will Cash is fun because he's trying to hump the air.
Okay, one second. Got you, Cash. It's coming. Don't worry about it.
Once it's upon coming, a time, not coming. Long ago,
I was a hoe. Hit it. And I'm admitting it. Hit it. Take it back. Cause I did the shit. Go, 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 Cash. Go, go, DJ E. Easy Dick. Who? What?
He started dancing to Easy Dick.
Cash, 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 cash. She want what? What? So what? Okay.
Twerk them.
We coming.
Is this
Then he said torso.
Ooh. Take it off.
That's on my other Snapchat.
Take it off.
What you do? What is mother? Hey, 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 hey.
You the dad in the room.
Hit it. Okay.
Hit the swiggle.
Okay. Oh, oh, oh. One time before we go, Cass. What she want? She want what? She want what? She want what? Hotels? Hotels? Ho, 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 ho.
What up, Connie? What up, Ashley? I see y'all showed up for hotels.
Hotels, Holiday Inn. Hit it, Cass. What you got for it?
So this on this episode of Hotels, the title of this Hotels is The Stepdaddy Chronicles.
Mm, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All characters appearing in Hotels are fictitious.
All characters appearing in Hotels are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Man, look, I ain't read all that. My wife ain't in here.
Listen, nigga, this shit.
I remember earlier when I was talking about how perfect Fred's reading voice is.
Yeah.
Life, your voice ain't just meant to read.
No.
Like your voice is meant for like yelling. And conveying stern points, but like disclaimer, that's just not what you're here for, bro.
So I mean, I got a disclaimer voice.
I don't want to hear it. I like this voice.
It's like hard to, cause like is they purposely put big words in there to fuck Fridge up, so it's hard to focus on it and not stammer around it and use my this right here strictly for entertainment purposes.
Cash, go.
It's all right, look. Hey, so let me tell you about my stepdaddy chronicles. So,
let's go.
A series of events happened that allowed me to spend some time with my daughter, which I love more than life itself. And so, me spending time with my daughter, I was like, yo, I can't be on my natural, regular, make the bed squeak type of shit. So, let's get out, let's get some sunlight, let's do some things that's child appropriate. Right? So, of course, Chris, I talk to you when you have kids. I'm thinking, you got kids, I got my daughter, you have daughters, I strategically
That shit sounds like a PG version of like Chris Brown. You got kids and I got kids. We got nothing. Then I come when they go to sleep.
The way you have
cash,
you
know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but go ahead. She got kids.
Yeah, I got kids. So, we went to the city park, and it just so happened that weekend, I'm not going to disclose the weekend, but if you do some research, you can probably add it up. So that weekend, we went to the city park. They were having an African arts festival.
Before
so I was like, there's nothing I can miss on that, because it's like African arts festival. I'm with my daughter. I get to teach her about some African heritage, and at the same time, I get to like spend some time with some women. So it was a win-win, right? Went to the African Arts Festival. You know, we got this, it was like a fruit shake, but it was inside of a watermelon. Shit was delicious. All right. So we sipping that. Me and my daughter stopped. They like, hey, can we get a picture of you guys? Because you're beautiful. And then it was like, that's your girl? I was like, no, this is my daughter. It was like, what? That's your daughter? Holy shit. Yeah, let me take y'all a picture. And I was like, all right, cool. So as we're getting our picture taken, out of the corner of my eyes, this little kid jumping up and down saying, I know him. I know him. I know him. And it was another woman that I was talking to. Well, we actively speak. So, yeah, another woman I'm talking to. And so as adults, we try to do the stale face and act like I'm not here to see you, so I'm not going to act like I know you. But kids ain't old enough to know those rules. So they like, oh, my God, it's John. So the dude run up on me, like, he jump on my back and everything. And it's cool because I fuck with the little dude. You know what I'm saying? He's cool as hell. So he's like, my mommy's over there. We miss you. And I'm like, oh, snaps. This is getting heavy, right? So before I can even turn around, then the girl that I'm with, her kids come running up. And they're like, John, you got a son? Where did he come from? And then he's like, no, I'm not his son, but I can be sometimes. And then you're like, you can like tell like the kids are just trying to figure out like what is my purpose in their life, because it's like weird as hell. So like the two kids get to going at it, and it's not two kids. So let me explain this. It's like three girls. They're like between the ages of like 5 and 12. And then it's my daughter who's 11. And then it's a little boy who's 8. And then it's like four adults standing around, and we all just kind of like trying to have this eye conversation where it's like, all right, don't nobody say too much, because everybody's here to be calm and amicable. And it's an African Arts Festival and our kids are here. So don't nobody wild out. And so then the kids, they get to saying, you know, he got a projector. And they're like, yeah, it's cool. We watch movies on the projector all the time. You want to come over tonight? And they looked at me and was like, John, can we have a sleepover? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I got enough room for all the kids. And then they look at their moms and they're like, mom, can we go to John's house? And they like in unison, like a perfect choir on a Kanye West album, said no. And I was like, damn, I came this close to having a motherfucking wholesome threesome. Yeah. Shit was dope. Then after that, the newspaper stopped me and they like was like, yeah, you got your whole family out here and we want to ask you some questions and blah, blah, blah. I'm in the front page of the news because of this. These ain't even my kids. But it was a Stepdaddy Chronicles. So I was able to be good stepdad. I bought them all snow cones because I'm just that type of dude. You know, I'm that, you know, guy. I got them snow cones and I got them fruit shakes, but some of them didn't like smoothies because they got pulp in it. And I'm like, well, it's real fruit, but whatever. So that was my day. That was the Stepdaddy Chronicles that happened in an undisclosed amount of time, on an undisclosed date, in an undisclosed location.
I wanted that weekend.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was hilarious.
Hey, but the shit was live though. And then the girl who had the son, she got a boyfriend, and they broke up recently. So that was felt like it might have been connected, you know. But the kids love me. What can I say? I'm like, kids like me better than that old time of real song.
I don't think kids like you more than that damn song.
I don't know. I never liked that song until I got back to start playing Red Dead Redemption this weekend. We be singing that shit as we murder people. I'm going to take my road high road. I'm going to ride through a cane no more.
I know you seen the video of the kids walling out at the elementary school was performing.
Murdered 18 niggas, got the cups on my ass. I just robbed a bank and my horse is going fast. Yeah. That's my Red Dead Redemption version. You know what time it is.
The song to be like this super like positive song, but if you listen to the lyrics, yeah, he's not cursing, but he's not really saying any positive things either.
I know. If you watch his Genius interview, he breaks down hilarious. But that's in the story.
Go Yari, go Yari, go Yari, go Yari. Say wild out, say wild out.
Shout out to the gay community for getting another win, because I heard that he is homosexual. So yeah. Lil Nas.
For real?
Gay. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Let's not make an issue about it. Let's just accept him for who he is. And
exactly. I mean, I felt like it.
Yo, instantly everyone was like, so he's talking about dick in that song? Like, what?
No, nobody said anything about no dick. You know what I'm saying? But that's where all y'all went to. Whose man's is this?
Yo, whose man's is this, man?
Trying to scare his child.
Cash.
Oh. Hey, I got it. Hold on.
Give me a second. About suicide. What?
What, baby? What song you listening to, man?
What happened?
Vic said the song is about suicide.
No, it's not.
What song you listening to? All right. Whose man is this? Go.
Whose man is this?
Oh, my God. I just got bored to sleep. Yes, all right. Let me tell you.
Whose man is this?
So, I don't even know this dude's name. So, Desi, go ahead and click the link and give me some, you know, some touch-ups on this shit. So, recently, a white teen beat his damn teacher into a coma. Police released him without bail after the mother promises to keep an eye on him.
But Dirk can get released? This is what I'm talking about.
Hold on. But, hold on.
What are you here for?
If you read the whole If you read the whole story, it talks about this kid has beat up several teachers. So you mean to tell me that you gonna believe that his mom gonna keep an eye on him when he's taking swings at his own mother too?
Keep an eye on him.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. This young nigga needs to be in the jail.
And under it.
I want him to swing out on somebody in there. Cause they gonna.
I want him to fight Deontay Wilder.
To this day.
Yo, let's do this. To this day.
To this day. Wilder gonna beat the fucking rib cage out of that nigga. He was the fight. To this day.
His mama said
she
gonna keep an eye on.
Yo, what's the thing? Come on, Desi, give us some damn.
So, she said that she somehow convinced the judge to release her son with no bail.
She sucked his dick.
As long as she promised to keep an eye on him. No, that's exactly. That's the only way
she
that I can see this happening.
Why do I keep saying that?
I can guarantee.
She sucked his dick.
Stop saying this shit, both of y'all, man. Where's Monica at, man?
Keep you little Forrest Gump's mom. Because you know Forrest Gump's mom got him in the school.
His
mama did it, so why his mama couldn't do it?
His mama, not his lawyer. Not his lawyer.
Not his legal counsel.
Not the prosecutor. Not the attorney. Not the counselor at the school. His mother somehow convinced the judge that a serial ass whooper who put a teacher in a coma, that her eye being placed on him is enough to stop him from fighting somebody. The only way the judge was convinced of that is because she made eye contact with him while she was giving him head.
Corey David Burfield, you are the Who's Bass is this of the week.
And your mama on some hoe shit.
And your mama on that real live hoe shit. Your mama suck the judges.
Come see me, bud.
I got them hands for you. You ain't gonna put me in a coma. You 18. I will beat the shit out of you, boy.
You put him in a coma and on a ventilator.
Corey David Burfield, 18, appeared in court for the first time this week after being charged with one count of first degree assault and one count of third degree assault for his violent attack on teacher assistant.
Why is it assault though? If he's in a coma, it should be attempted murder.
The Minnesota Star report.
Come on, man. You know he white, man.
Let's listen to the damn the music. Down. I mean, the news.
Ed Graff made that statement in response to the attack on teaching assistant Mohammed Dufali at Harrison Education Center Tuesday. He has since been upgraded to critical serious. Meanwhile, 18-year-old Corey Burfield was released from jail after first appearance in court this afternoon. Callan Gray reports on the district's response, the victim's improving condition, and why prosecutors are blaming the state. Minneapolis public
Carson Jenkins in the building
with police to figure out how a 43-year-old teaching assistant was assaulted by a student 2 days ago.
Anytime you have a critical
Muhammad
43,
I will whoop that boy ass. You hear me?
Hey, I don't really hand out L's. And I know this is going to rub everybody the wrong way because it's going to hit home for so many people. But for you to be a 43-year-old TA, teacher's assistant, you needed your ass beat.
But just because someone's a teacher's assistant, though, it's not that they don't have a degree. It's they choose to teach multiple classes.
Desi? Right. Desi?
I'm just saying, I'm not a teaching assistant. Desi. I'm a kid.
Desi, you don't know what I just said. Desi, you don't know what I just said.
He said teachers.
But there's a reason that that life is still laughing.
Because he's an asshole, that's why.
Well, at the age of 40, you already know what you want to be in life. No, Jesus,
man. Right? Fuck it, man. Oh,
Cash.
Yeah,
he's a TA. Stop laughing, man. Shut the fuck, man. That dude probably sneaking from behind the head with a two-piece, man.
Hey, you ever had like a homie that said some super offensive shit, but you couldn't get mad at the offensive shit because as soon as it came out of his mouth, you instantly pictured somebody that it fit for. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you couldn't do nothing but laugh at it. Like, yep. I could understand why somebody would definitely need their ass beat for that shit. And yeah. Desi, to my point for Desi, though, I understand that not having your degree does have a central set of holdbacks that will set you back, but experience and skill will always trump a degree.
I'm not saying that. I was saying that he might be a teaching assistant because this is an alternative high school. So he may not want to teach one specific class. And if it's an alternative high school, they need more than one person in set, you know, each class because clearly.
I would never be a TA at Eastside High. You would never catch me.
Correct.
Yeah, Mr. Clark had them hands. You hear me? Mr. Clark had them fucking hands, bro. That nigga pulled his car on and stick you. That nigga whooped his
ass. So we gotta get them locks on the doors.
Let's have a conversation on the roof. Let's go have a conversation on the roof. Jump. Go ahead. Jump.
Crack, ain't you?
Don't you see
you doing crack, ain't you? You smoking crack, ain't you? You smoking crack, that's the same thing as killing your brain cells. Killing your brain cells, same thing as killing yourself. So you gonna kill yourself. Don't fuck around with it. Go ahead and jump.
Yo,
hey, shout out to Rick Ross, Box Chevy. That song had nothing to do with that quote, but I memorized that quote.
Ross was with Sims. I was about to say, what? That was definitely not Sims. That nigga went to jail for mad pounds of weed. Rick Ross have never sold drugs.
Never.
Listen.
Rick Ross should have wrote a book, man. If he'd have wrote a book instead of dropping albums, he'd be a New York bestseller for like crime books and shit. Because I would have definitely believed he was like Tony Montana. It's like, you know, these single ladies be writing these romantic novels, but they ain't had no dick in 50 years. Rick Ross is like the equivalent of that.
Yo.
I'm glad, dog. We don't got to deal with FCC.
He can write a drug novel, but he ain't touched a brick in 50 years. And he ain't even 50 yet. You see where I'm going?
Right.
Huh? Huh?
At least you don't.
I got some good old fashioned food at the house with my fat asses.
Oh wait, we on last words?
Last words. Patel, get ready.
Cash, go last words.
Nigga spoons.
Straight.
Goddamn final word if I can't think of one.
Oh man. Yes.
My final word is enjoy the week. I don't know. I never have a final word.
Desi, why is it so hard for you to come up with a final word? I just said nigger spoons. There is literally any word in the human dictionary and alien that you can say to end the show, and you always just freeze up.
I don't know. It's stage fright. I feel all the pressure of saying the final word, and then I don't know what to say.
Damn.
I don't know.
Yo, my final word is going to be what this dude just put in the chat. His name is Oyu Sammy. He said, I'm looking for a girl to marry. I'm serious.
Oh, let me put
that shit up there, man. Yo, he is looking for a girl to marry. He is serious. This is my final word, goddammit. Somebody find this man some poontang. Find this man some sugar dumplings.
Oh, I got a final word. 11 more days and it's 29 and fine.
Damn, Desi, you finna be older than me?
No, you older than me.
God damn, you old motherfucker. You a cougar, huh?
Wow. Okay. Hold up, fam. Hey, you Sammy. Or Sammy. You done got some Johnny, man? You won't get married. Did you get Johnny yet?
Yeah, you a virgin or what? Because you sound like you look weird.
Hey, man, I'm finna come down there and visit y'all, though. I don't know when, but it's gonna be soon.
Come on. All right. And break.
Yo. Yeah. I'm cash apping $5 to the best roast on old Sammy.
Don't you roast him, man.
Don't you roast this goddamn nigga, man.
Man, y'all looking for love in the Who's Man's
this Yo, chat, if man. You don't look like a, if you don't look like the real live version of Doug Funny Best Friend, nigga, I don't know what the fuck, nigga. Ah, we
killer. Hey, what if it's that girl Cheryl's voice from right there?
That's a Sammy.
What if it's 90 Day Fiance granny husband right there?
Yeah. Ah, we killer tofu. That is my last words, my nigga. Ah, we. Hey, who wants to say you need a visa? Oh, you need a visa, visa. My nigga said yes. Yes to the pussy or yes to the visa?
He said yes, he did the visa.
Hey,
if he's trying to get a visa on some real shit, I know some people have them inboxed
me. Hey, cash at me stacks, there's on deck. Fuck that. Fuck you mean. Cash at me 10 stacks.
Yo, Simon, man, got you. Got that paper?
Skeeter
face. Sammy.
I can't get you Dez for 10 stacks, but you give me 2 racks and I give you somebody with some knees.
Hey.
Somebody with some knees.
Oh, Sammy, call in 843-557-3996. If you really want to get married, call in 843-557-3996. DJ Easy Dick got your back.
I know plenty of women looking for validation through a ring. I can get you married.
Hey, look, don't get ahead of yourself, son. Don't get ahead of yourself. You couldn't even get Nick laid, bro.
Oh.
What do you mean I couldn't get Nick laid? Nick turned down 8 women. That ain't my fault. That's just his desire to dick somebody else down.
Yo, he said he tried to
go.
Hey, so you okay? All right. So all jokes aside, because everybody know love, life, love, love. Everybody know life, love, love. So sorry, Skeeter face ass boy. I do apologize about that, but I do not take back my last words of "How we you killer tofu." But hey, put an ad out in the inbox. Us, we'll find you something, dog. If you down to pay that cash, I can get
that. Man, forget that, man. He ain't trying to pay no cash, but he trying to find some real happiness out here, man. Look, you trying to find some real happiness, man. Hit up Cash. He got some hoes that need some love.
Cash. I mean, wait. I just called myself Bridge.
What up?
Hey, listen, y'all niggas is weird as shit.
What up? It's your boy Webby. Y'all boy got some name around.
Charlamagne LaGay.
Have you ever been to Carowinds?
Yeah, I've been to Carowinds. What's up?
Go ahead and talk.
Was it fun?
Oh, he said give him the number.
Yeah, it was fun.
Somebody give him the number.
Were you happy?
Oh, hold on, man. Yeah, I was happy.
Was it free?
Nah. Nah, man, it wasn't free.
All right, then tell that man he come with that money, and I make sure he has some fun and some happiness. But it ain't gonna be free.
Osama, you hear that, man? Why is you playing Love and Happiness right now, man? You gonna get us banned again?
Nah, this song old enough. It ain't gonna get us banned.
It's old enough. Production looking at you.
Somebody said it was hungry. You sure prolonged in the show.
All right, they get mad at me. They get mad.
Game of Thrones is over. What we ending the show for? Y'all ain't got shit to do.
I'm hungry. I'm tired.
You know, we're not going to talk about the ending of Game of Thrones. I'm still heartbroken.
Oh, listen. Number one. Goddamn Al Green don't even got the copyright for that motherfucker.
He does not. I think
that song does fall before the copyright infringement laws were persistent that came through in 1983, because I did look that up, sis.
Yeah. So this music is available in the public, I forgot what it's called. Public access. Like
that. But anyway. I don't want to do it. Anyway, last words is Owie You Killer Tofu. Why are y'all still here? It's an ass of viewers to say this.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all, man. Hey, we out.
Listen, we love y'all, man. We love y'all.
And I'm just gonna say one thing.
I always sign me, man. You show up next week, man. We gonna find you somebody.
Hey, listen, that is the most iconic beginning. Yeah. I just like that one part when the nigga hit it like.
Oh, he said, oh, he's shooting a shot at Dez.
No.
Let me tell you about what shooting your shot at Dez gets you.
What does it get you, Cash, since you obviously know?
Y'all remember the last guy that shot his shot at Dez?
They got me a spot on the show.
He can make it right. Y'all remember the last guy who shot his shot at Dez? He left the group.
That nigga left life, man.
We heard or seen from bruh since then.
You damn right we haven't.
You know how girls be like, I'm single? You know how girls say, I'm single, but somebody might hurt you if they find out you shot your shot?
Right.
Come in, happy death! We out, y'all. Hey, 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 get up on my little bit, man. Get
on that good foot. That old man's on cue.
Nigga, what's
wrong with you? I'm
looking at
him. We got all checked up in this guy right here.
What?
Nothing. Shout out to your clavicle.
You accept me as a husband? Oh, this
nigga
going in.
Yo, he is really proposing to you right now, Des.
Hey, my nigga, go in that inbox, my nigga. You heard me?
No.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Y'all later. I got some whole shit to get on, and you know the whole don't stop.
Man, he about to stop the show right now, man. Stop the goddamn show, man. Hey, thank y'all, and we out. Who's Man's is the podcast, man? Find us on YouTube and all that other shit that we like to name out. Let's go, man. We out. We out. We out. We out. We out.